Perkins County Volleyball coming off a phenomenal year last year. What 23-8? I saw that record, coach. And you lose some kids, but you got a pretty good nucleus coming back. You're 1 week in, week number two underway. Hopefully, it's been a good start for the Perkins County girls as you get ready for Jamboree this week.
Yeah, we had a good week last week. We put in, a lot of time. We put in 2 days for 3 days, and then school started on Thursday. So we've just been practicing and going through fundamentals, trying to, hit those as hard as we can in these first couple of weeks so that we don't have to concentrate so much on the form and that stuff, where when we start getting six on, we can just go out and we can play free.
As I said, you lose some key seniors, no questions. It's a little different for both mom and coach not having her daughter around for the first time in 4 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, I graduated one and gained one as a freshman. So I guess we'll start all over. But it's been a joy having Macy in there to actually be able to take the court this time with us instead of just as a student manager as she was many, many years. But as far as like returning positions or filling positions, yes, we have positions to fill. We have just a few returning starters coming back, but that doesn't go without saying that we have, developed talent in the JV level last year that they are hungry and they are ready to see that varsity court. They, with their experience of JV and just their talent level and stuff like that, like they're going to step in there no problem for us.
Well, that's good to hear. You just don't want them to sit back and not compete. They played their JV time, but they, some of those girls hopefully have a little fire in their eyes and want to play a little bit more varsity this year, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. And we're going to be young. We have a couple of sophomores that are going to hit the court this year, and we're still going to be young, but I feel like the girls are smart with the game and with their talent and their strength and stuff like that, that like we're going to play bigger than what we are in age.
Do you have a couple of returnees back? A couple of your hitters that had quite a few kills for you last year.
Yeah, Ella Homan's coming back. She'll be one of our outsides. And then Cam Klockman got a little bit of time last year, just here and there, kind of on the right side and a little bit on outside. And we're still trying to fine-tune where we want to put her. She's just a strength wherever we put her, so that's nice. And then Ava Seeger, she's a senior. She played middle for us last year and still just kind of tweaking things, but looking like she's going to be on that right side this year. And we have our libero that is back this year as a senior. And so we're just trying to find – is there ever a perfect rotation? But we're just trying to find that rotation that's going to work for us with chemistry and hard work and trust between each other and just being able to put it all together to be competitive.
I always like to get your take on the SPVA conference. Go to Kimball this year for your conference volleyball and all the other teams, the St. Pat's and yourself and Chase County and the Bridgeport's up west. I'm sure they've got got some returning kids as well, don't they?
I think so. I every year I don't really look beyond us until we start getting things figured out for us to be able to plan and know what we need to do against our opponents. But yeah, it'll be a super competitive SPVA conference. It always seems to be. It doesn't matter, how records show or what happens. Like, it just seems like everyone shows up to play on that day. So we go to Kimball this year. We have been very blessed to host that for the last probably 6 years, at least 7 years maybe. And with Mitchell and Valentine joining us, we now get to get on a rotation schedule. So that'll be new for us, but that's okay too. We'll be able to just kind of see other facilities and, it'll be good.
We're going to get a chance to see you coming up here in McCook on Thursday, coming down with the McCook and Southwest. That's a good triangular. All the teams involved have good experience coming back. Should be three good matches to watch.
Yeah, I'm always excited for that one, selfishly, because of the people that I get to coach against, but also because of just I like to play against teams that I know are going to be competitive. And I'm really pleased that we picked up this triangular for our Jamboree. For a few years, we didn't have a Jamboree match, and then we kind of thought outside the box a little bit and got this going, and thankful to all of the ADs for getting it put together for us to be able to showcase a little bit before our actual season starts.
And I take it after this next year, hopefully, I think you're on tap. I think you host it the next year, don't you?
Yeah, yep. They'll get to come out west.
Which will be okay. That's fine and dandy. But begins your favorite time of the year. That's got to be your favorite. You're a volleyball lover, and you love this time of the year. I'm sure you can't wait to let's get something. Let's play somebody else besides playing against ourselves in practice every day.
Yeah, you know, the first 2 weeks, I always tell the girls, I'm like, it's redundant and it's kind of boring, but at the same time, it's something that we have to do because we are making muscle memory happen for us to be able to make it easier down the road. So just kind of this discipline in the first 2 weeks of hammering all of this out and grinding through, you know, until we can start hitting the court three or four times a week sometimes, you know, then we hit the ground running once it starts. So